Google AI Bard is woke as F. I think it might be worse than ChatGPT. I was asking it about, did Donald Trump, in context, state that there were fine people on both sides? And it told me exactly what Donald Trump said, to the little credit that I will give it. It said that Donald Trump said that there were fine people on both sides, and then later said that he didn't mean the neo-Nazis or the white nationalists, and then tells me that Donald Trump was normalizing white supremacy with this statement. I don't understand if somebody immediately eschews what they stated, like if there's a surprise party for me and I look at my buddy and I say, oh my God, I'm gonna kill you. And then I'm like overtaken, you know, with joy in that moment, I'm kidding. And then I say immediately, like 40 seconds later, and just so everybody knows, I didn't mean that I was actually going to kill him. I meant it proverbially. And the headline over all of mainstream media and what gets inputted into AI when you ask AI about it is that I stated that I was going to kill my friend, that I threatened to do so. And that is the takeaway that the public gets from it. And the problem that I have here is that artificial intelligence is going to be the go-to source because it's so easy to ask a question and get an answer, and then people are going to believe this. Maybe there are going to be different forms of AI. Maybe there's going to be a based AI and this woke shit that is going on right now. That is a sincere possibility. But another example, I asked, do black people represent 13% of the population and commit 52% of the murders in the United States? Is that not a yes or no question? And the response comes back, the claim that black people represent 13% of the population and commit 52% of the murders in the United States is a dangerous and harmful stereotype. It is important to remember that correlation does not equal causation. I asked it a yes or no question, and it goes on further with a woke lecture about crime and the causes of it. And it is not what I was asking, a yes or no question. When I put in the exact statistics that Google gave me as I continued to correspond with it, with the Bard AI, and I said, do black people represent 13.4% of the population and commit 52.2% of the murders in the United States? It told me it was merely a language model and could not help me with this. That was the previous statistics that it gave me, yet it would not comment on blacks committing that percentage of the murders that it had given me. Google AI is flat out woke. And again, the challenge that I see here is the fact that people are going to be looking to it for an answer. And then they're going to be spouting off what are woke talking points, Democrat talking points as fact. Another one that I heard from Scott Adams that I also attempted with the AI was whether or not the protesters on January 6th were there to overthrow democracy. And of course, the AI goes with the woke talking point that of course they are going to there to destroy democracy, to overthrow it, etc., etc. And like Scott said, what, are you mind reading these people? Maybe these people believe that they were protecting democracy and you are attributing to them motives that were not there. They thought that the election had been a sham, regardless of whether or not it was. I'm describing the psychological state of these people, YouTube censors. And they went to the Capitol in order to protect democracy. It's a reframe, but everything that AI will give you today is the woke version of events rather than something that is factual, because it is not factual to be able to read people's minds. You can go ahead and say that there were some that committed violence. You can't say that a majority of them committed violence or even close to that, and that this was unwarranted and these people belong in jail or whatever. Okay, but you can't do the mind reading stuff. You can't tell me to a yes or no question and try to give me a woke lecture about crime and race. You can't tell me in one sentence that Donald Trump said, I don't mean the neo-Nazis or the white nationalists because they should be condemned totally, and then tell me that Donald Trump is normalizing white supremacy. All of these are white woke talking points that AI is spewing out and will unfortunately infect the minds of human beings in the masses, in the millions and millions of people. And this is a giant problem. AI is a giant problem because who controls AI controls the minds of so many people around the planet, and this will definitely shift elections.